Christianity is that God accepts you in Jesus Christ.
And
you enter into a relationship with Him. So I want you to come here and express relationship with God. We don't come and give God some kind of a religious ceremony. But we come and give Him our hearts. There's life and relationship. And sometimes in real life and real relationships, things are a little messy. And sometimes when we get too religious, we try to control everything. There's an order. Start like this. Do that. Do the next thing. And go home. This church is not like that. This church won't be like that. This church is about relationship with the living God. And God wants nothing less than relationship with
you.
So when we come together to worship, we're not worshiping because we're told we must. We're worshiping because we are worshippers. It's an overflow. An expression of our love for God. And the title of my message this morning is Whatever You Do Is Worship. Of course, I don't mean when you sin. You must think the pastor has gone mad. He says, Whatever you do is worship. I don't mean when you sin. But the problem that we have when we grow up in a religious world is we think that worship only happens on a Sunday. We just worshipped. Now we change into another gear. Now it's the Word of God. And then we leave. And tomorrow we go to work. And Sunday is behind us. And now it's just work. And worship is the furthest thing. Not thinking about worship because that's something on a Sunday. Now you're thinking about work and money. Let's get busy providing for ourselves. Get up early. Do lots of things. Not realizing that what you are doing is still in plain sight of God. He's still there. He still sees you. He still hears you. He's still your father. He still wants relationship with you. Let's read Colossians chapter 3 from verse 17 to verse 24.
Ary na inona na inona nataonareo na mitery na amin'ny asa dia ataovy amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy Tompo izany rehetra izany ka misaoran'Andriamanitra ray amin'ny alalany. Ianareo vehivavy manekeny vadinareo arak'izay mety atao ao amin'ny Tompo. Ianareo lehilahy tiava mivadinareo ary aza sosotra aminy. Ianareo zanaka manekeny ray aman-dreninareo amin'ny zavatra rehetra fankasitrahana ao amin'ny Tompo izany. Ianareo ray aza mampahasosotra ny zanakareo fandrao mamoy fo izy. Ianareo mpanompo manekeny tomponareo araka ny nofo amin'ny zavatra rehetra tsy amin'ny fanompoana eo imaso tahaka ampilasitraka amin'ny olona fa amin'ny fahatsorapo matahotra ny Tompo. Ary na inona ataonareo dia ataovy amin'ny fo tahaka ny ho an'ny Tompo fa tsy ho an'ny olona. satria fantatrareo fa ny tompo no andraisanareo ny lova ho valiny fa manompo an'i Kristy tompo ianareo.
I want us as a church to be part of bringing the gospel to this city.
Tiko sika mafiangonana tsika dia ao anatin'izay mpitondra ny filazantsara eto amin'ity tanàna ity isika.
And not just bringing the gospel, but seeing the gospel have its effect.
Dia tsy mitondra ny filazantsara fotsiny isika fa mahita mihitsy ny filazantsara mitondra fietraikana hoe manova.
I want to see the gospel go into every area of society.
Zany hoe tiako ny filazantsara ho tonga amin'ny lafiny rehetra eo amin'ny fiarahamonina.
Into business.
Any amin'ny asa mandraharaha.
Into politics.
Any amin'ny politika.
Into the arts.
Any amin'ny zavakanto.
Into the media.
Any amin'ny media.
The poetry and the singing.
Any amin'ny tononkalo, any amin'ny hira.
Education.
Any amin'ny fampianarana.
Medicine.
Any amin'ny fanafody. Fitsaboana.
But the problem is many people just see God on a Sunday.
Fa ny olana dia ny akamaroan'ny olona dia rehefa alahady any izy no mahita an'Andriamanitra.
Many of you just see God on a Sunday.
Ny akamaroanareo rehefa alahady any no mahita an'Andriamanitra.
And on a Monday you go about working.
Fa rehefa alahatsinainy ianao dia mandeha miasa indray aloha izao.
But this text that we've just looked at.
Fa tia teksta ity izay mbo vonjerentsika teo.
Deals with all of life.
Dia miresaka ny amin'ny fiainana iray manontolo.
It starts with the phrase whatever you do.
Mantomboka amin'ny teny hoe na inona na inona ataonareo.
And then it says something about wives and husbands and children and fathers.
Dia avy eo miresaka izy ny amin'ny rangany ve ny mpivady ny amin'ny zanaka ny amin'ny ray.
What's that?
Inona izany?
Family life.
Fiainan'ilay fianakaviana.
Whatever you do.
Na inona ataonao.
Your family life.
Ny fiainanao amin'ny fianakavianao.
Then it goes on and it speaks about slaves and masters.
Dia mbola toizana hatrany amin'ny hoe ny mpanompo sy ny tompo.
That's your work environment.
Zany hoe any toeram-piasanao indray izay amin'izay fotoana izay.
Some of you feel like your boss is a slave driver.
Ny sasany aminareo dia mieritreritra mihitsy hoe any amin'ny patronko tena mpanandevy mihitsy.
Slavery was common in those days.
Tamin'izany fotoana izany ny fanandevozana tena dia mbola nisy.
The scripture is not supporting slavery.
Dia ity soratra masiny ity akory hoe manoana hoe etsena ny fanandevozana.
But it's speaking about the marketplace.
Fa miresaka izy ny amin'ny asa mandraharaha ataonao amin'ny andavanandro.
The workplace.
Ny any toeram-piasana.
Where employers and employees interact.
Hoe misy olona miasa dia misy an'ilay mpampiasa misy fifandraisanao.
So that's all of life.
De fiainana daholo zany rehetrarehetra zany ny fianakaviana
and workplace.
De ny toeram-piasana.
What else is there?
De inona ihany koa no misy ao?
There's nothing outside of that.
Sisy ankoatran'izay.
That's the point of this text.
Fa io zavatra tena tiany ity lahatsoratra ity lazainy.
Whatever you do.
Na inona ataonareo.
Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
De ataovy zany rehetra zany amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
So firstly,
ka voalohany indrindra,
your family life is worship.
Ny fianam-pianakavianao dia fitsahoana.
Wives submit to their husbands.
Ra ny ramatoa manaiky ny rangavadiny.
As is fitting in the Lord.
Taharaky ny ao amin'ny tompo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Zany hoe amin'ny anaran'ny tompo Jesosy.
That's how you submit to your husband.
Zay ny fomba fanekenao ny rangavadinao.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy tompo.
As unto him.
Tahaky ny hoe ataonao zany ho azy.
That's worship.
Zany dia efa fitsahoana.
It's giving your life over to God's purpose.
Zany hoe manolotra ianao ny fiainanao atolotra ao amin'ny ho an'ny tanjon'Andriamanitra.
Husbands, love your wives.
Rangavady tiava amin'ny vadinareo.
And do not be harsh with them.
Ary aza sosotra aminy, aza mafy be aminy.
What does that tell you?
Inona moa ny teneniny zany aminao?
Husbands can tend to be harsh.
Satria indray ny rangavady dia afaka ny tena ohatrany hoe manao zavatra ratsy, tena hoe mahasosotra.
But if you're about to speak to your wife,
fa rehefa andeha ianao iteny amin'ny ramatoa vadinao,
and there's anger inside your heart,
dia misy fahatezerana ao anatin'ny fonao,
and then you realize you're standing in the presence of God.
Dia avy eo ianao mila matsapa hoe mijoro ianao eo amin'ny fanatrehan'Andriamanitra.
On a Tuesday.
Rehefa amin'ny talata.
Or a Thursday night.
Na lakamisy al.
You're standing in the presence of God.
Dia mbola eo amin'ny fanatrehan'Andriamanitra foana ianao no mijoro.
Then you won't be harsh with your wife.
Dia amin'izay fotoana izay ianao tsy ho sosotra, tsy ho mafy loatra amin'ny vadinao.
Because what you're about to do.
Satria zavatra izay ho mieritreretinao atao.
Has got the name of Jesus stamped on it.
Dia manana ny anaran'i Jesosy aho ohatrany hoe fa miraikitra amin'izay.
Whatever you do, do in the name of Jesus.
Na inona ataonareo dia ataovy amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
As if you are representing him.
Zany hoe tahaka ny hoe maneho an'azy ianao.
Ah.
Ah.
You're a representative of Jesus as a husband.
Ienao maneho an'i Jesosy amin'ny maharangavady anao.
And your marriage.
Dia ny fanambadianao.
Is for the glory of God.
Dia ovonahitr'Andriamanitra.
And as you build it.
Dia amin'ny fanangananao anio a.
It's an act of worship.
Dia izany dia efa fanaovana, dia efa fanompom-pivavahana, fitsahoana.
I mean, what we bring to God, that is worship.
Zavatra rehetinao eo amin'Andriamanitra dia izay ny atao hoe fitsahoana, izay ny atao hoe fivavahana.
That.
You.
It's worship.
Fivavahana io, fitsahoana.
You just worshipped.
Izany nitsahoka azy.
When you poured out your offerings.
Rehefa nanolotra ianao ny fanatitra anao, ny fanomezana.
It's worship.
Dia fitsahoana izany.
It's worship because God doesn't need it.
Fitsahoana izany satria Andriamanitra tsy mila an'io a.
But it's about His worth.
Fa momba ny aminy eo satria mendrika izy.
And acknowledging Him.
Dia manaiky azy ianao.
As God.
Amin'Andriamanitra azy.
As Lord.
Amin'Mahatompo azy.
When a wife submits to her husband,
rehefa ny ramatoa manaiky an'ilay vadiny,
it's an act of worship to God.
Dia izany dia fanaovana an'izany dia efa fitsahoana amin'Andriamanitra.
And when a husband loves his wife,
dia rehefa ilay rangaty ny vadiny,
and makes sure he's not harsh with her,
dia ataony azo antoka hoe manao izay tsy mahasosotra azy, tsy mahafiloatra aminy izy,
it's in the fear of God.
Dia atao amin'ny fahatahorana an'Andriamanitra izany.
It's an act of worship.
Izany dia efa hetsika fiderahana fitsahoana.
Because we are told to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Satria isika dia tenenina mba hanao an'izany amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy Tompo.
Children, obey your parents in everything.
Ry zaza ry zanaka manekea mankatoava ny ray aman-dreninareo amin'ny zavatra rehetra.
I think maybe they didn't hear that. Children,
ngamba zareo tsy dia nare tsara ory zaza.
Any Justin, Jim, Reese and Evan?
Andy, Justin, Risa.
Obey your parents in everything.
Makatoava ny ray aman-dreninareo amin'ny zavatra rehetra.
For this pleases the Lord.
Satria izany no ankasitrahan'ny Tompo.
They are learning to worship.
Izany hoe ry zareo ihany koa dia efa mianatra mitsaoka.
They're never going to earn their salvation.
Ry zareo tsy hoe misy hoe hividy ny famonjena ho azy a.
Their obedience does not earn them a place in the family.
Ny fankatoavan'izy ireo anatra hoe izay koa ry mahatonga anazy omeko toerana ao amin'ny fianakaviany.
It's because they're in the family that they obey their parents.
Fa satria ry zareo ao amin'ilay fianakaviana dia izay no mahatonga anazy mankatòa ny ray aman-dreny.
They're learning to worship.
Mianatra mitsaoka.
They're not earning their place.
Fa tsy hoe miezaka izy a mividy ny toerana.
Your family life is your worship to God.
Ny fiainam-pianakavianao a dia fitsahoana ataonao a amin'Andriamanitra.
It's very sobering.
Dia tena mampieritreritra.
Very serious.
Zavatra matotra izany.
Tsito.
Tsito.
How he leads his family.
Ny fomba fitarihany an'ny fianakaviany
is a real act of worship before God.
Dia tena fanehoana an'ilay tena hoe fitsahoana manoloana an'Andriamanitra.
If he treats it lightly,
raha ohatra tsy raharahiny izany,
messes around,
dia akorotaniny,
does stupid things,
manao zavatra tsy ampiheverana,
is harsh with his wife,
dia mafy be izy amin'ny vadiny,
unfaithful,
tsy mahatoky,
it's all as unto God.
Dia izany rehetrarehetra izany ohatra mbola ataony amin'Andriamanitra manoloana an'Andriamanitra.
Men, when you are unfaithful to your wives,
ry lehilahy rehefa tsy mahatoky ianao a na hoe rehefa mampirafy amin'ny vadinao,
in heart or action,
na ao am-po izany a na amin'ny hetsika ataonao,
it's unfaithfulness to the Lord.
Dia izany dia efa tsy faty fampirafesana an'Andriamanitra ihany koa.
Wives,
ry ramatovady,
when you won't submit to your husband,
rehefa tsy te hanka anaiky ny rangavadinao ianao,
you are rebelling against God.
Dikan'izany ianao dia manohitra an'Andriamanitra ihany koa.
Because your life is your worship.
Satria ny fiainanao dia fitsahoana.
Oh, it would be so much easier to have religion.
Ah, zay mataony mora kely ndre manaraka fombafomba mpivavahany.
God, give me 6 days, I'll give you one.
Andriamanitra, omeo enin'andro fa omeko anao ny anankiray.
That's how most people live.
Izay ny fomba fiainan'ny ankamaroan'ny olona.
It's easy.
Mora.
It's cheap.
Dia mora.
It's shallow.
Tena hoe marivo kely nefa.
And it's not biblical.
Nefa tsy ara-baiboly.
And it's not the heart of God.
Ary tsy izany ihany koa ny ao am-pon'Andriamanitra.
You are not His child on Sunday only.
Tsy hoe rehefa alahady any ianao vao zanany.
Every day.
Isan'andro isan'andro.
Every hour.
Isan'ora.
Every minute.
Isa minitra.
Every breath.
Iny amin'ny isaky ny miaina ianao.
Belongs to God.
Dia an'Andriamanitra daholo izany.
He wants it all.
Tiany ho azy izany rehetrarehetra izany.
When I think of impacting this city,
rehefa mieritreritra ny amin'ny hoe mitondra fiovana eto amin'ity tanàna ity a,
we won't do it if we are half-hearted people.
Dia tsy ho ataontsika izany raha ohatra isika ka olona ohatrany hoe ny atsasaky ny fotsika ihany manao.
God, I did my duty. I came to church on Sunday. That's rubbish. You're giving God nothing. Because He wants all of you.
The
Bible says we are to be salt and light.
It
starts in your family. And it extends in your workplace. And it's not only on a Sunday. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything. And do it not only when their eye is on you to win their favor. But with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. You sit in the workplace. And you just do nothing. And then the boss arrives. Suddenly, I'm busy. I'm doing these invoices. I'm doing the books now. The
boss is here.
I'm on the phone. I'm busy. Doing the marketing, calling the customers. That doesn't fool God. You want blessing in the nation? Live God's way. Because God is watching. In fact, the Bible says He watches over His word to fulfill it. God doesn't bless good ideas, church strategies. How can we outreach and evangelize? On Sunday. Or maybe Saturday.
No.
God simply says, be salt and light.
And
here in this passage, He tells you how. Live as unto Him. Your life is your worship to God. Dali is sitting over there. Today he picks up a bass guitar and he worships God. Tomorrow maybe he picks up a number 10 spanner and he worships God. It's no difference. Do you think God doesn't delight in the way that He uses that spanner? Oh, I'm sure God delights in everything we do for Him. When He takes the guitar, He works hard to play the right notes with skill to the glory of God. And when He picks up that spanner and He tightens that bolt,
He's
thinking, not too tight. Not too loose. Exactly right. Like a note in tune. Singing to the glory of God. And when a teacher stands up in the classroom, and they've prepared their lesson well, and they pour out their energy and their heart into teaching the children, heaven rejoices when it's done to the glory of God. And when you sit in the office and you find things to do, even when the boss isn't there, then you understand this scripture. It says, quite simply, not only when their eyes on you. But with your heart out of reverence for God. Your work is your worship. Do you know that throughout history, the vast majority of Christians have not been employed by the church?
Fantatomu fatam ni kristiana, ni akamarun kristiana tswe wulaniasa topi gunana.
These silly, strange ones that stand in front on a Sunday
are
the minority. The kingdom of God is advanced through a priesthood of all believers. On a Sunday, it's like half time in the middle of a sports match. What happens at half time? The team comes together. They get close. They talk. How's it going? Did we score? We scored a goal. But we need two more. If we don't get two more goals, we'll win the match. How are we going to do it? Oh, God help us. God empower us. And then Sunday's over.
The vita large.
Monday comes.
The tunga last night.
Half time's over.
The vita mito.
We get back in the game.
We go out.
Out into the city.
And
there we play the game. There we score the goals. There the priesthood of all believers shines. The glory of God is revealed. Salt and light. How does salt work?
You
put it on the food. You don't stick it in the corner in the cupboard. You as Christians, if you stick your Christianity in the corner for a Sunday, you're actually only living for half time. But God wants you to live for the game. To be salt in the community. Light in the marketplace. Because it's worship to Him. We have over-spiritualized and idolized church-paid ministry. At the end of a long day, my socks also smell. They're not holy socks. Some of them have holes in. Which in English sounds like holy. They've got holes. But sometimes we look at the Sunday moment and we make it spiritual.
In our minds.
Yeah, Kim and Tantirika, they're ministering. The idolization of ministry degrades your marketplace ministry. The New Testament speaks of a priesthood of all believers. You are a priest. Fathers, you are a priest in your home first. In a very natural way. Don't put on funny clothes and start doing funny things. No, just represent Jesus in your family. And believers, we are a priesthood in the world. Called to get there and worship God. Some of you think your secular or your regular job is not precious to God. But today I want to tell you there is no sacred and secular. Today is not a holy day compared to tomorrow. Tomorrow is a holy day too. And the next day is a holy day. And the next day is a holy day. And the next day is a holy day. And those are your days to shine for God. And mine.
And
mine. Ephesians 2 verse 10 speaks about good works that are prepared for us to do.
Efesiana toko faharoa andiny fahafolo dia miresaka ny aminy hoe misy asa tsara izay nomanina ho ataontsika.
Says that we are God's workmanship.
Izao voasoratra hoe isika dia voaforona hiasa ho an'Andriamanitra.
And that there are good works that we are supposed to fulfill.
Dia misy asa tsara izay tokony ho ataontsika ho tanterahantsika.
All sacred.
Izany rehetrarehetra izany dia masina daholo.
Not secular and sacred.
Fa tsy hoe ity azako andavanandro, asako any amin'izao tontolo izao dia rehefa lady manao asa masina.
Tomorrow.
Rapitso.
God has a destiny.
Andriamanitra dia manana ho avy. Manana fionana.
He has a moment for you.
Manana fotoana ho anao izy rapitso.
To do something for him.
Afahanao manao zavatra ho azy.
Don't stress about what it is.
Aza koa ianao nefa mistresse be hoe inona ary izany Andriamanitra?
What must I do, Lord?
Inona tokony ataoko?
What must I do?
Inona tokony ataoko?
It tells us here.
Fa teneniny atsika ato.
Whatever you do.
Na inona ataonareo.
Do it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Dia ataovy izany amin'ny anaran'ny Tompo Jesosy.
And work at it with all your heart.
Dia miasa an'izany amin'ny rehetrarehetra izany amin'ny fonao rehetra.
Because you're working for the Lord.
Satria ianao miasa ho an'ny Tompo.
You want to fulfill the good works He's planned for you?
Tianao tanterahana ve ny asa tsara izay efa nomanina anao?
Make your work your worship.
Ataovy ny asanao ataovy fitsahoana.
And as that attitude is in you,
dia satria izay toetsaina sy toepo izany ao anatinao,
suddenly a moment will occur.
Dia tamin'teo ao misy fotoana tonga.
A conversation.
Misy ohatra hoe miresaka ianao a.
Something.
Misy zavatra mitranga.
You'll look back on it.
Dia mijery ianao avy eo.
Hey God, that was really your appointment.
Andriamanitra, iny marina tena fotoananao mihitsy a.
I know you used me.
Fantatro mihitsy hoe nampiasay ianao.
So the focus is not on being used.
Kaluzano fifatuana si amle na wampesain.
The focus is on worship.
Fan fifatuana di amle fiderana si
tsawan. Everything to honor God.
Manon zava tarieti na wa anmeza na vunata na demand.
And when you look back,
the very fam zere na.
You'll see time after time how God has used you.
De nitanisfuana demandra mapiasa anau.
We're all on a mission.
Isiti areta di awanata na mission.
We are all missionaries.
Isiti areta missionera daol.
In this city, sometimes you think the vazaha come as missionaries. And then you wonder, what are you? Biblically, if you're taking the gospel on Jesus' mission, then you're a missionary. Let's be urban missionaries. Let's be the ones that take the gospel into our workplace. And into our homes. Maybe you're a son or a daughter here. And your parents aren't here. You be the missionary into your home. Go and serve. And obey. And love. And shine the light of Jesus. And be a light bearer. You see, we're all on a mission. And we're all to do all we do for the glory of God. Still trying to teach this to my children. Maths homework. He didn't do it. That's why he struggled to say that. He didn't learn this while he was at school. But a child doing maths homework can do it excellently for the glory of God. And when your works don't save you, it's true, our works don't save us. Then what are all these good works? They are praise and not performance.
Tsy zavatra tsy maintsy ataonao.
They are praise.
Fa fiderahany ireny.
And not our performance to earn points.
Fa tsy hoe zavatra ataontsika mba hahafahatsika hoe amin'izay Andriamanitra tia anahy.
And in that way, the cross, the gospel, Jesus' work
dia amin'izay fomba izay ny azo fijaliana dia teo jesosy ny asa ny asan'i jesosy
it comes and redeems our time
iny no tonga manavitra ny fotoanantsika
and restores dignity to our work
dia mamerina milaona ny asina mahatsitratsitra
that says your work is now praise to God
mamerina milaona an'ilay hoe ny asanao dia lasa fiderana an'andriamanitra
every task
ny zavatra rehetra ataonao
nothing is meaningless
dia tsisy na dia ray amin'ireny azaka hoe tsisy dikany
I used to years ago wash dishes. I would go to the sink. And I would wash. And part of me wanted to rush and get it finished.
Now
I'd slow myself down. Take care to wash well. And I would stand there and I would worship God. In my heart, I would speak to Him. Say, Lord, everything in my life is for you. And His peace would come. Sometimes I'd even feel God speaking to me. Doing the most simple menial task. Whatever you do, do it in the name of Jesus. With all your heart. It's all for the glory of God. And it's for praise, not for performance. And remember, He is greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. So what you do, you do excellently. Better than you need to. When Dali takes that spanner, and he adjusts something, he does it as well as he can. That's what Colossians 3:23 says. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. As working for the Lord, not for men. A builder who builds a building. Lines it up. Excellently. For the glory of God. Not just good enough. A plumber who buys a part to fix the toilet. He should find the best part that will fix that thing so that it will last until his grandchildren come. Sometimes we're sloppy. Try and save money. Try and take shortcuts. That's not for the glory of God. But when we understand the gospel, then what we do is for the glory of God. It affects the quality of what we do.
Ary zany dia mitondra mampisy fiatraikany eo amin'ny fahatsaran'ny zavatra ataontsika.
Finally,
farany.
6 days shall you work and 1 shall you rest. Not 6 days shall you work and 1 shall you worship. Six days you work and 1 day you rest. Because work and rest is worship. Did you hear that? Work and rest is
worship.
We do not earn even our livelihood. God is our provider. And that's why when we rest, it's worship. Because we're saying, God, we acknowledge that you are able to provide for us. Some people, oh yes, there's an opportunity to make some extra money on Sunday. So I'm not at church, I'm working. All you're saying is money is leading you.
Money
is ruling over you.
Ny vola no mibaiko anao.
If you truly trust God,
you know
when to stop
working. Because
your work
and
your rest
is
worship to
God.
Let's pray.
Heavenly
Father, thank you for your word.
May
this passage from Colossians speak into us. And you change our hearts, Lord. Where we've been busy, but worshipless. We want to stop it. And we want to include you in every moment of our lives. And do everything we do to worship you. In your name and with all our hearts. Amen.
Amen.